This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. The president of Eastside Catholic High School, Sister Mary Tracy, has resigned. This came after weeks of protests after she fired Vice Principal Mark Zemuda for marrying another man. The dismissal led to a sit-in of Eastside Catholic students. School's located in Sammamish and includes students in grades 6 through 12.
Corey Sincer graduated from Eastside Catholic back in 2006, and he worked with Eastside parents gathering signatures on a petition to the Catholic Archdiocese calling for Mark Zemuda's reinstatement. I talked to Corey this morning about the response to Sister Mary's resignation.
We had anticipated that this was probably in the pipeline, but you know, I couldn't have told you whether or not it was going to happen last night or if it would have happened before the next semester or at the end of the school year. But, you know, we figured that it was probably on its way.
Why did you think that?
Well, you know, just the school has kind of suffered so much, the public outcry and the pressure exerted upon the school administration by students, alumni, parents, members of the media. We really think that the school's image just kind of took a hit, and that from a PR perspective, you know, that a change needed to be made, and that, you know, there are a lot of kind of systemic issues at Eastside Catholic right now, kind of involving communication issues and kind of the academic direction of the school. And we feel like this change is warranted and is a good step in the right direction.
You, along with parents, are calling on Eastside Catholic's Board of Trustees to reinstate Mr. Zemuda. How do you think the board's going to respond to your petition?
I have a lot of faith in the board. They listen to our grievances and our issues completely and honestly, and you know, they did their homework on this. So we feel that the decision reached by Sister Mary and the administration to head in a new direction is indicative of their sincerity regarding this situation, and we believe that change will come about. So we're optimistic.
You know, there are those who say that same-sex marriage is against Catholic doctrine. Eastside Catholic is a Catholic school. Sister Mary had to fire Mark Zemuda for violating Catholic doctrine. What's your response to that?
You know, that's, again, it's just such a black and white application of kind of this sort of outdated kind of doctrinal understanding that, you know, there are a lot of gay Catholics. There are a lot of Catholics that support marriage equality. 60% of Catholics, which is a higher percentage than the national average, support marriage equality. So certainly there's a little more compassionate understanding within our ranks in the Catholic Church. So we feel that homosexuality can still be part of God's plan. And you know, with that being the case, that these incredible educators like Mark Zemuda can fit into the fold at Catholic schools, that your sexuality shouldn't define you within the church.
Corey, you graduated from Eastside Catholic quite a few years ago. Why is this issue important to you?
You know, I am the social citizen. I am the responsible, thoughtful person that I think I am today because of the education I got at Eastside Catholic and because of the connections and the relationships I made with students, teachers there, faculty, administrators. And I lost my father while I was at the school, and the school community really kind of rallied for me and supported me. So I feel like it's kind of only necessary that I support Mark Zemuda and that I kind of stand up when I see the school faltering a bit, because if, you know, someone else was to be in my situation down the road, that I would want that same network and that same support system there. And I don't want good teachers and good families to leave the school because of a short-sighted decision made by the administration.
You think it would have come to that? You think families would have left had there not been this change at the top?
You know, that's everything we're hearing is that families would have considered leaving, alumni are considering withholding donations, that this really could have had a significant ripple effect for the school. So I think it's in the administration's best interest to kind of heed the concerns that have been sent their way this past month.
So part of your attachment to the school is the way it helped you through a difficult time. And how about the education that you got there?
The education was incredible. You know, I think I entered Eastside Catholic a very average student. I wasn't a scholar. I wasn't a 4.0 student. But I left Eastside Catholic on that trajectory. The means of applying critical thinking and thinking holistically and this kind of message of the Catholic social teaching really inspired me to care about the issues and to speak up when I take issue with something. So again, I am the person I am today, you know, academically, spiritually, morally because of Eastside Catholic. I received a great education, and I have great relationships there, and I want that tradition to continue.
I understand that there's a alumni and parents meeting scheduled for tomorrow. What do you expect to happen there?
Yes, so there's a school-wide parents meeting tomorrow, and obviously the tone will be kind of shaped a little differently now with the event that unfolded last night. The plan of action is for parents to gather and to kind of air their grievances about the issue that has unfolded. They've submitted a number of questions and concerns ahead of time, and the understanding was that administration representatives and the Board of Trustees would do their best to answer some of those questions. But certainly, you know, again, regarding the event last night, I would imagine that the tone will shift a little bit towards the next step, now that Sister Mary has since departed, that we can begin to discuss some of the other issues at play at the school.
Yeah, you alluded to those other issues a little bit earlier, Corey, and that makes me wonder whether this decision by Sister Mary Tracy to fire Mark Samuda was her decision, just her decision, or were there others there who supported that? Is she taking the fall for what was a group decision?
Well, you know, everything that we're hearing is that, you know, the school kind of operates in oligarchic fashion, that there are, you know, a few big players, but that, you know, for instance, the board found out about Mark Zamuda's departure after the faculty, after the students, that there was really kind of a lack of communication, and that's one such issue that we would kind of like to discuss. You know, the teachers have raised some concerns over the past few years, but have kind of felt discouraged to truly speak up. So we've got to, you know, involve these people in the running of the school. There are some issues at play regarding just kind of the general academic direction that were hard to raise under the most recent administrative operation of the school. So we believe that the floodgates have opened a little bit, and that we can really start to hammer out what we want the school to look like and how we kind of want to return it to some of the ideals that are stated on its website.
That's Corey Sinzer. He graduated from Eastside Catholic School in 2006. According to Corey, Mark Zamuda is interested in returning to his job at Eastside Catholic. No word yet on whether the school will consider rehiring him. Corey Sinzer is now working with fellow alumni, parents, and students on a Stand With Mr. Z Foundation. They hope to advocate for disenfranchised and LGBTQ community facing discrimination in the workplace. This is The Record.